Karen Keene, Director of Public Health, says there is no registration fee, but there are informational forms to be completed by owners of the rental properties, and there's a reason for that.
We were receiving complaints here in this office, noise, traffic, trash, and we found that for some of these properties, we had no one to reach out to. They were off-site owners. They didn't even live in the state of Massachusetts. So one of our number one goals was to make sure that we had a local person that we could contact should anything happen with these properties. There's no inspection required at the time of registration.
Finance Director Lynn Barrett.
Since July 1st of 2019, the total 3% community impact fee that we received from short-term rentals is approximately $229,000. So far, year to date, we've received $62,000. Last fiscal year was $79,000.
The state does not routinely identify the owners of short-term rentals.
A couple years ago, we inquired with the Department of Revenue, the ones who collect the tax from the rentals, and they provided us a list, and that was in August of 2021. And at that time, we had approximately 335 total units for room tax, and of that amount, 297 were short-term rentals.
And Barrett says, as a provision of the community impact fee,
the local option that we adopted, 35% of that is required to go into a affordable housing and infrastructure fund, and then the remaining goes into the general fund.
In Plymouth, Bobby Clark, WATD News.